Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And, man, great show today. I cannot wait. We got 3 hours of fire. Or as Jason McIntyre and Rob Guerra would say, Rob G, straight fire. But we really will bring fire.
Doused out. I'm sorry.
We really will bring fire. We'll live up to the name. But it's myself and my man, Rob. Keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you'll be enlightened, inspired, educated, and entertained. Speaking of entertaining... Rob Parker, what's up, man?
What's happening? How are you?
I'm great. Running the rampant today, but I'm good.
Yeah, you ready for the trip?
Yeah, I'm going to go see my parents this weekend for the first time since August.
That's awesome. You got to do that, man. You can't take anything for granted, man. And it's been a long year.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to get out there to see them. So that's great. They'll be happy to see you, I'm sure.
Yes.
And I do want to say, let's pause for 1 second, Chris. Today is the 90th birthday of Willie Mays, one of the all-time great players. You don't have to know anything about baseball to know that name, Willie Mays, who played for the New York Giants, the San Francisco Giants, and the New York Mets and at the end of his career. But what, 90 years old today, Chris, and
yep.
This is one of my favorite songs. They don't make songs about athletes anymore. They used to. And listen to this song. I love this song about Willie Mays.
Yes.
Ain't that nice?
Well, you know, I grew up, Rob, and obviously... I didn't really see Willie Mays.
No. We didn't see him in his heyday. Right. Are you kidding? In the 50s when he was a New York Giant. And
But I grew up feeling like Willie Mays was the best baseball player
all around.
All time. Because my father, who did see him and who was a huge Willie Mays fan, just told me all about him. That was his favorite player. That's the guy he thought was probably the best ever. And so I grew up feeling that way, even though I really didn't get to see him. And then obviously as you get older, you study him a little bit. You look at the numbers, the highlights. And, I mean, obviously, Rob, one of the greatest players, handful of greatest players, right? Not just one of the greatest players. One of the handful of greatest players of all time. And he's still going strong.
90 years old. And, Chris, you're right. He is one of those guys. 660 career home runs, 24 all-star games. I mean, just a tremendous career. And he could do it all. He could catch, obviously great catch, you know, in center fielder. He could run the bases. He could hit for power. He hit for average. There was always a rub between him and Hank Aaron because who was the better, you know, the greatest player. And a lot of people thought it was Willie Mays. A lot of people thought it was Hank Aaron. So stop and celebrate. You know what? I think Willie Mays, when you talk about doing all those things, but it's hard to deny Hank Aaron's numbers, Chris. And this is the problem I have. It's just not home runs. He batted .305 lifetime. Right. And Hank Aaron averaged, in his 24-year career, he averaged 100 RBIs. He had 2,400 RBIs in 24 seasons. I think that is what makes him the best.
Yeah, he was tremendous. They both were. So I'm gonna leave it. I'm not gonna pick one. So
no, I got you. Look at that. You play in the middle of the road. Look at you, Chris Broussard. Well, we don't do that on the Odd Couple.
We're just moving on to another topic.
Oh, you know what?
Let's introduce the iCouple crew. DJ Alex Heisen on the ones and twos on the TV theme show Thursday, so this should be fun. We also have, of course, super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates, our man, David Gascon. All right, Rob, let's stick with baseball because another certain Hall of Famer, and I know youngsters who just saw him in Anaheim might be like, what? But he's a clear-cut Hall of Famer. Albert Pujols cut today. He wants to play, but Rob, is anybody picking him up?
I mean, you know what? I'm going to give you the destination. His old manager from St. Louis is where, Chris? Tony La Russa is with the White Sox. He's the manager. Albert Pujols, even though that's a young team with a lot of swag, Tim Anderson, he could wind up there in the clubhouse for these young guys. I'm telling you, the same way that Tim Tebow might wind up in Jacksonville, Albert Pujols could wind up. I'm just saying
really
it could wind
that?
Up.
Is that out
it,
there, or you just kind of throwing
just,
it out?
I'm just throwing it out from just because La
Russa's
there.
Yeah, I mean, if you want a professional in the clubhouse, and he,
you know what
he,
I mean,
Pujols
right?
Is saying he wants.
He's
to
not
play.
A bad guy,
right? And he's saying he wants to play. So if he can bring that, I got no problem with that. But I don't expect to see him at the plate much because he doesn't have much left. And it's not, you know, he was, what, 41
years old?
He's
had an unbelievable career.
Right.
The guy's a Hall of Famer. In St. Louis, Chris, he was a machine, you know?
Literally. That was his nickname, the machine,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right. So he's cut today. But
this just
I
says
think,
he's cut, not you know, not
well,
released.
Release, I
not,
mean,
jettisoned. Designated for assignment, Chris. He was designated for assignment.
I'm keeping it real, man. I'm keeping it real. But here's the thing, Rob, and I feel strange about Pujols. You heard me just moments ago. Undoubtedly a Hall of Famer. I mean, he almost hit 700 home runs. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about
his
Hall of Fame credentials.
Unmatched.
And he almost batted 300 for his career. So that's without question. But, and he was better at his sport than Vince Carter was it in the NBA. So it's a little bit different, but it's like you and I have always talked about Vince Carter, who was, in my book, the greatest game dunker of all time, and who is probably going to be a Hall of Famer. But he did play so many years as a role player when he was past his prime that you kind of forgot about how great he was. And
right.
And I got to be honest, with Pujols, I kind of feel the same way, Rob.
Oh, I don't
I mean,
really
this dude
like...
was awesome and silly. He was mediocre in Anaheim. That's what he was, Rob. I mean, is that up for debate?
Mediocre. I mean, he had a couple of good years, Chris,
He
had a couple. I'm just saying, but for the most part, you know, when you have a 10-year contract, you
probably
know, at the end.
Probably better than mediocre, but he
yeah,
wasn't that.
It's a little bit better, but.
This, yeah.
He wasn't the guy that he was in St.
Right,
Louis.
Right.
And you got to remember, and I blame St. Louis a little bit for this, Chris. I do. Because they didn't want to pay him. Like, they didn't really want to. You know, people want to feel loved. Like,
wait, you said you blame St. Louis. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
But hold on. So you think it would have been different if he would have been in St. Louis?
I'm just saying, had he stayed there and gotten paid, I don't think we would look at him the same way. Because he went to Anaheim, he went to the Angels, and it really didn't work out. I think of it of not working out.
Right.
Right? Don't you think of that?
Oh, yeah,
and I think if he would have stayed in St. Louis, he would have aged gracefully, would have had those couple more big years. You would have thought of him as an all-time Cardinal. And it probably would have been a softer landing for him. You look at Albert Pujols now and you think, boy, did he make a mistake leaving the Cardinals.
Absolutely.
Am I right? That's what people think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you. There's no doubt that had he stayed, let's say he stayed in St. Louis and did the exact same thing he did in Anaheim, right? Never hit 300 again. And, you know, he had some big home run years here and there, but, you know, was clearly not what he used to be. I agree with you that it wouldn't have looked as bad just because he had already won a couple World Series and, you know, MVPs and all that. However, here's the one thing I'll say, Rob. There in baseball. Now, in football, we got an example, Le'Veon Bell. You left Pittsburgh where it was you were a Hall of Famer. He was headed to the Hall of Fame probably. And you go to the Jets and you fall off completely. We can name other players that's happened to. Basketball, there's obviously a LeBron, a Durant, Kyrie. You know, certain guys can go anywhere and they're going to be the man. But there's a level of star in the NBA, Rob, that if they go to the wrong place, it won't be the same because the system, the coach, whatever.
I'll give you one guy right off the bat.
In basketball?
Yep. Draymond Green, if he went to another team,
no doubt.
To go get paid, he would not play the same way.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying he'd be a bum or anything. Would you agree with me? Like,
I think Draymond knew that when he stayed in Golden State. I think, because remember, Detroit was going after him big time. If you had paid him max money, brought him in to be your guy, you would have been sorely disappointed because he's not a scorer and he needs other scores so he can do the other stuff. That's a good one. But here's what I'll say, Rob, in baseball, I get it if you leave a winning franchise, which obviously St. Louis is and was.
Right. Still is, right. They win.
Right, right. Winning franchise and you go play somewhere that doesn't win, it looks like an L. No matter how well you play, because now you're not in the spotlight as much and you're not in the postseason, so on and so forth. But I will say that, to me, there's no excuse in baseball. If you go to another team, you may not win, but you should still be able to hit the ball like you always did. He was only 30 when he went to Anaheim. Or
no,
31.
I know. He wasn't an old man yet.
You
and
see,
he had
right.
some. Right. The other thing, too, Chris, is who's batting around you. Don't forget, sometimes when teams do that, a bad team, and I would call the Angels not a bad team, but a mediocre team. And Trout wasn't there from day one. If you don't have guys right. batting around you and you're the big bat, I'm not going to throw you anything to hit. It's happened to other guys where they send them to a team.
Oh, yeah.
And then they don't perform because they're not going to get pitched to. And he came from a lineup that was four deep, right? And you can't pitch around them. You're not, you got to pick your poison. And I'm going to get fastballs because you can't. Walk me, there's a guy hitting behind me. So that's a problem.
Right.
But in this case, you know, we saw, and you brought this up in our pre-show meeting, Robinson Cano, who got offered a ton of money, Chris, to leave New York, where he was headed for the Hall of Fame with the Yankees, to go play in Seattle, where people didn't get to watch him play. He still put up good numbers. You know, he's been derailed because of the steroids and all that. But he's another guy who took the money and left a situation where he probably should have played his whole career with the Yankees.
Right. And look, he did get so much more money. It's kind of hard to
pass
blame
it up.
Him. Right. But you're right. He fell off the map. And he still was playing pretty well. But to your point, he fell off the map. I'm going to throw another one at you, Rob. And we're not trying to do this with New York guys, but Jose Reyes.
Yep.
Jose Reyes was a four-time All-Star with the Mets. Left and never made another All-Star team.
Yep. He was another guy. He was a big star in New York. They loved him.
Oh, never made another All-Star team. And you know, again, had some solid seasons.
But wasn't
you
a
know,
star.
But, yeah, and we'll see if that happens. You know, now, obviously, in New York, they're wondering, is that going to happen with Francisco Lindor?
Right. You know? So and you know what? He could be, but you know, like, he left Cleveland for the big money, right? Even though the Mets aren't a bad team or anything, he could wind up where things don't work out, Chris, and you could look at him. But we'd be interested to hear from everybody out there listening, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, is Pujols, he's seen like a great example of the grass is not always greener on the other side. Another guy in basketball, Rob, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yep.
You know, went to spring. It wasn't terrible for him in San Antonio, but, you know.
But it wasn't the same.
Right.
Like, if I were to look at that situation, I would say an L.
Yeah, exactly. He should have stayed put. He would have had Dame Lillard. And, you know, I don't think they would have won a championship, but they would have been better. So, yeah, we want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What are some examples you have of players in all the sports who left a great situation and would, in your view, live to regret it? Because it just, whether they weren't the same individually or their team just never won, you know, like they did in the place they were at before. We want to hear from you, and then, of course, how you feel about the Pujols situation and him leaving St. Louis and never being the same player in Anaheim. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You're on with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And, of course, it is a TV theme song Thursday, and that's one of our favorites. So, if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. There's only one place, AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services, things like free battery testing, free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. They'll take care of you. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. Who are some players that, you know, found out the grass wasn't always greener on the other side of the fence?
That's right. Let's start with Pete in Vermont. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Pete?
Gentlemen, how's it going? Good evening. Good afternoon out there.
That's right. Doing great.
Hey, and I know Chris knows this too. I'm still mad that Tracy McGrady left the Raptors because it was bad for Vince and it was bad for T-Mac too.
Yeah, that's another one,
obviously,
Chris. They had two stars there.
I mean, T-Mac was just emerging, and I think felt like he wouldn't have been able to do all he wanted.
Weren't they related, Vince, those two?
Yeah, they're I don't know if
cousins?
They're blood. Yeah, they're cousins.
Cousins,
I don't know if it was play cousins, you know what I mean? But there was some, maybe.
They were related,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was distant cousins, I think, something like that. But I think that Tracy, and he was wrong, because he and Vince would have been terrific, but he was miserable in Toronto. He's a young kid. You know, he was right out of high school. You go to a whole new country.
He couldn't figure out the money system. Oh, I'm sorry.
But here's the thing. Tracy was going there with Grant Hill. And if Grant had not had the ankle issue, those two would have been great together. And don't forget, even though he never won a playoff series and all that, that is when Tracy McGrady did emerge as a superstar, was in Orlando. And so he obviously didn't win, but heck, Vince may have left Toronto with him there.
I still was a part of that infamous Tracy McGrady when they changed the playoff series, Chris, from 5-7, and they beat the Pistons 3.
Did you ask that question?
I didn't ask the question, but I was there, and he was like, man. But it was weird because he didn't.
Well, explain it for those that might not remember.
So they were playing the Pistons in a first-round series. And they changed it from 5 games to 7.
The year before, or in the offseason before, right.
The offseason before. So they win game 3, Chris. So Tracy McGrady goes to, you know, like.
3-0, right.
It was 3-1, I think. 3-1. He's like, oh, it's great to finally get to the second round of the playoffs. And the writers were like, no, it's not. Like, nobody was celebrating or jumping around. I didn't even get, like, he was so much like in a fog on this, Chris, because nobody was like excited. Teammates weren't going crazy.
Yeah.
So he said, oh, it's great to get to the second round. And like, no. You got to win one more game. It's best 4 out of 7. And the story, you know how it goes.
They lost.
Rick Carlisle
the next three.
Inserted Tayshaun Prince in the starting lineup for the Pistons over Michael Curry. And guess what? The Pistons won the next 3 games and advanced.
And remember, Orlando lost, like, I think they start off the season with 17 straight losses, something crazy, and Doc Rivers got fired. Yeah. The next year, I mean, they went like a month or two without winning a game.
You're right.
You know, because they started the season so poorly. Yeah, it was bad.
All right, Zach in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I was going to talk about the Lions for the past 2 years. It seems like we got every New England player, and none of them worked out.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't get superstars, but
you know what that was from.
Not much works out in Detroit. Yeah, that was Patricia.
Patricia and the general manager was from New England. Chris, it happens a lot where guys come from an organization and they bring in players. Let's go to Mike in Idaho. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Is this my own private Idaho? What's up?
Hey, yeah, it is. Come on up sometime. So
I told you, I'm going to come. I need to get a baked potato. Does it taste better up there or not?
Well, yeah, by far. And not only that, but we're open, man. We're mask free up here, so you can just live and let live, and nobody's just having a problem with it. So it's a good.
You know,
deal.
When I went to visit Florida, Rob, it was pretty much like that.
Was it really?
You wearing masks, people looking at you funny.
But Mike, be honest. There are more potatoes there than people, so it's easy, right?
Well, actually,
you socially distance naturally.
Actually, right. That's pretty funny. But actually, the big product up here is not potatoes like you think. It's actually sugar beets. That's what
really?
They say. Oh my gosh!
It's just easier to say potato than sugar beets, though.
Right, right. Exactly. It's always been Idaho potatoes. But go ahead, Mike. Who you got? Who are you talking about?
Okay, so I'm going to change it up on you guys just a hair. Let's look at sports media, right? So you look at SportsCenter, that was a big deal, right? You see Keith Olbermann and Dan Patrick leave. Of course, Dan Patrick becomes a superstar. Keith who?
Yeah, I mean, look, he had his show on MSNBC.
Right?
And he went back to SportsCenter. Yeah, do you think – I don't know. He just went to a different crowd, Rob. Right. I'm sure in that audience he was bigger, you know, he was at least as big as he was.
No, I see what Mike is saying. Now, people leave or whatever. You never know situations are or whatever. We've all left, right, Chris? I mean, we all worked there.
No, they are the worldwide leader, and so you're going to get more eyeballs on you there. So, yeah,
no doubt.
I'm just wondering, did Olbermann fall off? I don't know. That's a good one.
So do you think it's Le'Veon Bell or Robinson Cano? Which one do you think?
Oh,
probably Le'Veon, right?
Bell. He's got to be one of the greatest examples ever, Rob.
Yeah, because they didn't know how to utilize him. Adam Gase didn't want him, Chris. It was a mess.
Some of it's on him, but look, I do think running back, the way they're used today, it's not like back in the day where you give a guy the ball 25 times. And, you know, that allowed who was better to kind of be seen. Now it's kind of paint by numbers with a lot of these running backs, at least in some of the places. And so it was just – he had a great situation in Pittsburgh. And, you know, they always like to run the football. And it just wasn't the same. But, yeah, Rob, he was on his way to a Hall of Fame career. Remember his numbers were, like, better than anybody's?
No, anybody.
After, like, 5 years or something?
Yeah, he had the best numbers. But then again, they didn't want to pay him. And he just felt like
– Although he messed up, remember, because he would have got more money taking one of their earlier offers.
Yeah, but it was at the time, I do get why he wanted to move on because they didn't really want to, you know, with the way running backs are. You remember, Ezekiel got his money, but he had to hold out. They wound up paying him, but, you know, football's a little bit different. But all right.
Yeah. All right, James Harden is coming back. We're going to get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Rob, Brooklyn and Dallas are getting set to do battle. And I'm excited about this because, you know, Dallas is still playing for seeding out west. Right now, they're tied with the Lakers for fifth. I'm not sure. I think the Lakers, Rob G, I think have a tiebreaker over Dallas, right? No, Dallas has it. Okay, so Dallas is fifth. Lakers,
yeah, Dallas
sixth.
Would
the
have
same
it based
record.
On them leading their division.
Okay, so they have the same record. So Dallas has something to play for. And the Nets have lost three straight. And so I think they got something to play for. And obviously you're still trying to get Kyrie and KD on the same page and so on and so forth. So that's a big game about to come up, but the Nets got some big news, Rob. James Harden, do we have sound of Harden? But he's saying he's going to come back and play, what, two or three games?
Before the season is over, the playoffs start. And he said he was pretty confident in talking to the media, Chris, for the very first time since he had that setback.
Right, right. So, look, you heard me yesterday. I don't think the Nets can win the championship without James Harden. And I think this is good news that he's coming. You know, some people might say, I can't imagine why, if he's ready to play, why you would hold him out until the playoffs. I mean, get him on the floor.
No, you got to get him a couple.
Right?
I agree. Like,
if you can, it is what it is. But, right? But if you can, do it by all means.
I've always said that. If you can play, you should play. There's no reason for that. And you would rather him get in, Chris, the last three games of the year. You know, that's a nice little blow, three games.
Right.
And then you're ready to go. And then you start practicing for the playoffs. And I bet you that's what it's going to wind up being. The final three games of the year he'll play, and then we'll get to see all three of those guys together.
I hope. I mean, because here's the thing. I don't need to see KD or Kyrie resting when Harden comes back.
No,
they've done that. I mean, when they all three were healthy at one point, they still were resting a guy here or there. So it's time to get it together. Because what if they come out, and I don't see it happening, because Harden has been and a willing facilitator. But what if they come out and it doesn't work initially? You have time to figure out, okay, what's gone wrong? What aren't we doing that we were doing earlier? Let's figure it out. Or here's the other thing, Rob. What if Harden came back in the second to last game of the season and re-aggravated the hamstring? Honestly, it was going to happen anyway at that point. So I'm like, look, we found out that he's still not ready. And so now we enter the playoffs knowing, at least for the first round, this is who we got. It's KD, it's Kyrie, it's Blake Griffin. Like, this is who we're going to war with.
I got you.
So I think it's a no-lose.
Right, and it's just you can't hold them because you're right. At that point, you're going to get hurt regardless whether it's the regular season or game one of the playoffs. The same way when Kevin Durant went out there, Chris, you remember? I mean, we didn't think he should go out there, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that was in the finals against Toronto.
Right. We were like, surprised.
Look, we're not doctors, but Rob, come on, you didn't have to be.
Right, we just didn't think that made any sense.
I'm trying to think of a famous doctor, Florence Nightingale, right?
Is she a nurse? Now you're going way back.
You didn't have to be Florence Nightingale to know he shouldn't have been out there.
Well, wait a minute. Wasn't she a nurse?
She was a nurse, but she still had medical knowledge.
I was going to say Marcus Welby, but I think I'll be
But he was
myself.
Fictional. Forget dating yourself. He was fictional. He didn't know anything more about medicine than you and me.
Dr. Marcus Welby.
Quincy. You don't have to be Quincy.
Quincy was a medical examiner. He wasn't a doctor. Chris, come on.
No, but he still had medical knowledge. You know, Quincy had medical
If you ask your wife
knowledge.
If Quincy
was
a doctor.
That was Oscar.
I know. But he was a medical examiner.
You know, me and Oscar. One
no,
and
that
the
was
same.
That was me. You're Felix. Look at the picture.
Look at the picture. No, but I think this is good news.
That
Rob,
is good news.
Obviously,
right.
I hope he can stay. I just hope. Look, I feel like if he's healthy and it clicks, I don't see anybody beating him in the East or the West.
Not
so.
Four
I don't want to say
right.
this. Yeah, I don't say this to make it non-competitive. But, you know, I hope everybody's healthy. I hope LeBron can play.
It's better for the playoffs.
Right.
This has been a heck of a year, man. It was like when the Warriors won their championship, right? And there was no Kevin Love and no Kyrie. You remember that one?
Well, no, I was thinking more of how Toronto won their championship Golden State. But you know what the interesting thing, Rob, is? And if you really looked at it, and we're not going to get on this big time, but, you know I've talked about, man, first of all, I think a 65-game season would be more urgent and more intense, so it'd be good. I think, secondly, I know they're not going to do it because they can sell out 82
games. It's money, right. But you're right. All the sports should do it. All of them. All of them.
But here's the other thing, Rob. Think about it. There have been a lot of NBA finals that were either decided by an injury or at least watered down by an injury. remember Jordan's first final, or no, the Pistons' first championship, right? Wasn't that when Magic barely played like 75 minutes in the series because he had a hamstring injury? You know, there have been several series where a top player, or even in the playoffs, wasn't available to play. And so that's why I say another reason why you could at least explore it. They won't, but explore playing fewer games, especially when the players are saying they can't play 82. You know, so no, you just hate to have
I'm with
series,
you,
right?
but the money won't allow them to do it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like the money part. It just won't allow them to give it up because they can get it. And, you know, it's the same thing, Chris. You saw what happened with sports on television is about the only thing left for appointment television.
Absolutely.
Everything else people watch when they want. They don't watch TV shows on the day that they come on. So, you know, look at what happened. The NHL that was banished from ESPN, Chris, where'd they go? Back to ESPN, right? For games. Right. They went back and they got four times the money that they were making that they got from NBC. Like four times.
Right.
Why?
Because you said.
Because ESPN's looking for games to put on, Chris. That's they need games.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they got the deal with Turner too.
And Turner now is going to have hockey games.
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, and that's why I'm sure the NBA wants to do something about these guys sitting out these games, because we talked about it, Rob. I mean, one thing, you got all these blowouts. Okay, that's one thing. But, I mean, how many games were there this year when you were excited? Oh, wow, Milwaukee and Brooklyn. I mean, that
might not
be a great example.
And then we turn it on and nobody's playing.
Yeah, and the stars are out.
There were a couple of games like that where we were even talking about it. I remember one, you were really mad. I can't remember you. We were doing a show and you turned it on and you were like, what?
I think it was Miami. But I know. I remember.
You remember that? Because you didn't know that they weren't playing.
Right.
And you put it on, and you were like, "What?
Right?
What?
It's like, why am I even watching it? I mean, yeah, you can watch it just because you like basketball, but it's not going to tell you anything. You know what I mean, about the teams? And you want to see the stars. You want to see the best players. So, all right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob, people are talking. And they're talking like Aaron Rodgers is going to be back in the green and gold. Yes. People close to Rodgers.
Well, this is
former
interesting.
Former teammates. Yes, yes. We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. On a TV theme song Thursday. All right, Rob. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, there's always something new coming out every day. And one of his former teammates,
I thought it was two of them.
Well, yeah, right. Two. We got sound of one we're going to listen to. But you're right. Two of his teammates came out today and spoke and basically said they think he's conflicted, but they do think he'll wind up back in Green Bay. We got sound of John Kuhn, the Packers fullback, who was on the Zach Gelb show.
He was a pretty good player for them, right? Remember him?
Yep. And he said he's spoken to Rodgers recently, and here's what Kuhn said.
If I use the football business acumen and see the tough spot that the Packers are in right now with that first-round pick that they used last year on Jordan Love, that's what makes me pull back a little bit. I still think it's somewhere around 70-75% that Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback for the Packers this year.
Wow, right. That ain't like 50-50. No, I'm glad he ain't strong on the fence. That is strong.
That's strong. And then James Jones, who we've had on the show many times,
right.
And obviously he played with Rodgers. He said this on the NFL Network. It's not about getting the GM fired. Okay, so he's saying that's not what it's about. It's all about making sure we have the key guys we need to win championships. And he added, Jones added, that the rift is fixable. So he's speaking the Packers, but that's what he said. Right. I mean, I don't know if I don't really buy that, Rob. I'm not saying it's all about the GM. But when he says it's all about making sure we have the key guys we need to win championships, we've talked about it all week. They're not the favorites. Obviously, it's going to be Tampa Bay. Last year, they were the favorites, at least if not before the season, than certainly heading into the playoffs. And you've got the great offensive line. You got the great running back. You got the great receiver. We talked about the tight ends good. The defense is top 10. It's solid. It's not awesome, but it's solid.
No, but like, it's right. Way better than he's ever had.
Right. So I think that's James Jones, Rob, just trying to put out a fire to some degree. I mean, this can't be all about, we don't have enough. I don't like what you guys are doing in the offseason. What? And so now he doesn't want to go back and play?
The only thing that I would take from him is he says it's fixable.
Right, so, right. Which I did.
Right. I mean, that we talked about that before. It can't be just, give me this guy's head and I'm good. You know, like, that just doesn't sound right, Chris. I get it. We've all worked with people who we thought, you know, weren't the best at, you know, have supervised you, Chris. I'm sure you could think back to sports editors who weren't that good and people who were passing out the assignments. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or putting together the team.
But hold on.
But you have to be able to work through it.
If you were in that position, Rob, and you had the power to get that guy out of there, or you thought that it was really hurting your career and the papers, you know, the paper, you could do it if you had that type of power. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or you could ask him, though, could they bring in somebody else to help him? Can he move to something that he's stronger suit in? You don't have to totally get rid of somebody who's been in the organization for 25 years. I mean,
James Jones said it's not about getting the GM fired, I agree. It's probably more about getting him relocated.
Right.
To something. You know,
I really believe that.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you could be in charge of counting the paper clips. Is that good?
Yeah. I mean, look, whatever he does, he's probably going to be paid handsomely, right? And he could just say, look, just get him.
Because he played, he's been there so long.
Right.
And he was there when they won their championship, Chris.
Yep.
Right? He was there when they won in 2010. That ain't 40 years ago. I mean, so the GM was there.
Yeah, so I agree. I think if they relocated him another position, another title, then they'd be, you know, maybe that would do it for Rodgers. But I agree. Look. Here's something else that Kuhn said that we didn't play. He said he's conflicted, meaning Rodgers, because this man loves to play the game of football. This man loves to be a Green Bay Packer, and this man truly sees careers. He watched friends leave. He watched Brett Favre's career toward the end. He watched all these things play out in front of his eyes. He's taken notes throughout his career. He's seen some situations that he didn't feel were done or finished the way that they could or should have. He's just trying to take his earned or maybe his own destiny into his own hands. Mm. So, but the thing is, to me, Rob, if he says he loves football, he loves, you know, playing for Green Bay, then to me that settles it. And Rob, let's say he goes back to Green Bay, plays well, whether he wins the MVP or not, but just has a great season, whether they win the Super Bowl or not. If they win the Super Bowl, I guess he would stay, but if they just have another good run in the playoffs and lose, he can go wherever he wants.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like the Tom Brady situation. You know what I mean? Brady played out one more year in New England and then had his choice. And so Rodgers could do the same.
Yeah, I could see that playing itself out that way.
Right.
Definitely. But definitely one more year for all parties, because I don't think they're ready to move off on him management-wise, Chris. So that's why I think there could be a chance he'd be back.
Yeah, I agree. All right, we got 2 hours left with the iCouple. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.